the annoying part was that when you play a game like that and you have the control and the superiority as we had for larger periods of the game, and you come losing 3-0, it frustrates you very much because it goes against all the rules that I've been taught and following in football. So, but that's the reality, and so we need to get on with that. And we are disappointed, and hopefully we're going to take the disappointment to the next game.
There's no doubt the quality of the football is on that upward curve. We saw it. It was very good at times. It has to come with desire and hunger as well, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There are some parts that they need to be added, obviously, because it means that the recipe is not complete, because the team played yesterday. I think somebody told me that Sheffield I was talking about them before the game, and they said that for me this is the best team that I've seen in the league play football. Then we play Sheffield, and I think for really a long part of the game we outplay them, and you come out with nothing, and so you are frustrated. But again, so it means we are in the right way, and we just need to add something to this to make it work better.
I know it's a bit of a football cliche, but getting the first goal in a game would be really important in terms of the confidence. You know, and if any point you'd equalised on Friday, it might have been a different game. But that first goal could be crucial at Preston.
No, it was. That was the disappointing for me. The only point I made to the team was that the way we started, we were making sloppy passes, and we allowed them to grow stronger into the game. And then, once they score, you know, we know that at the moment we are lacking goals, and so we cannot afford that. So tomorrow it will be important that we don't allow that. We don't want anybody to be easy in the game and possibly get the first goal.
Preston are a strong physical side, so you do have to be up for the challenge for this one, don't you?
Yeah, tomorrow it will be very important. This, first of all, if we want to play a good game of football tomorrow, first we need to match them in terms of fighting spirit, because they will have it. So we will have to have earned the rights to play our own football if we want to get something out of it.
And your hands are tied a little bit now in that you lose David Davis for a couple of games. Robert Tesher has an injury. Suddenly midfield looks a little bit thin in terms of options.
Yeah, that is the story. It's we're missing some players. We know also we're missing players at the back, but no complaints. I mean, this is the reality. If I start complaining, I'm not going to sort the problem out. I'm sure the players that will come in will do their job.
Emilio Nsueh had a good game on Friday. Is his versatility going to be important? Because right now, when you start to run out of midfield options, you look at Emilio and think, well, he's got more than one position in him.
Yeah. I mean, Emilio has done very well, not only football, but also his temperament has been brilliant the other day. Also, I tried for the last 10 minutes Greg Stewart in that position, which has the quality maybe to do that.